Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Don One Podcast, episode 107. How you living? I'm living swell. Today we're going to have a very interesting show, okay? It may offend some people. It may give people out there insight. And it may help couples as well as people understand one another. And what I'm referring to is, I listened to this podcast, and the podcast is created by Passion Jones and her husband, and Passion Jones's other boyfriend. Now, she's into a polysexual relationship where it's her and two guys, and to me, well, let me just get into this. So she's an influencer on YouTube and also on social media. She does try-on hauls. She does Fashion Nova. I think she's a sponsor of Fashion Nova. She's a rep for Fashion Nova, as well as other iconic fashion out there for women, for plus-size women. And now she's transitioning to podcasting. And this content is not on her official channel. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on the Anchor app. Go check it out. It's called You're Probably Not Ready for This. Okay. I believe I got the correct interpretation of the name of their podcast. They also have a YouTube channel. And I think the YouTube channel just have clips. They don't have the full episodes. They're exclusively for Anchor as well as Spotify. I did say Apple. I'm not 100% sure she's on Apple, but you can go search and see if she's on there or not. But anywho, I listened to the first episode, and they basically talked about how they started. Why they're polysexual, and why she's attracted to this new guy, and still being married to her husband. Basically, from their perspective, they've been dealing with this for quite some time. I also feel like the husband is committed not only to his wife, Passion Jones, but I also feel like he's into this polysexual thing. And when I checked out the interpretation of a polysexual relationship, they also talked about how bi couples are into this. It's just not traditional couples. And it just got me wondering, are traditional relationships or traditional marriage ready for polysexuals? Are they poly ready? And to me, my interpretation of polysexual as a straight couple, as a straight man, I feel like it's a threesome with strings attached. And allow your boy to explain. You know, there are couples that explore to spice things up in the bedroom, and they try different things to keep it going with one another. They may bring stuff or bring people into their bedroom. I remember T.I. and Tiny are involved in threesome type relationships. And it got them into some serious hot water where, you know, a lot of the stuff that they did in the bedroom went to social media. And T.I. lost his acting role with Ant-Man, the Ant-Man franchise. Disney couldn't continue to be behind anything what T.I. was doing inside his bedroom. Even though I feel like when you're in your own home, particularly in your own bedroom, that's between you and your significant other. I don't think me or anyone else should judge somebody what they do inside their bedroom. Those are private times, okay? And I remember several other couples being involved in threesomes and things like that. And I have heard stories where there have been a lot of threesome activity that went bad. In some cases, you know, divorcing your significant other and just simply hanging out with the person that you're having the threesome with. That can go left as well. Now, I've heard some positive things about polysexual relationships, open relationships. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they have an open relationship and they're still married. Okay. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, when you're married to someone, if you're married to someone, you should be committed to that someone, to that somebody. And I feel like in some cases, not a lot of cases, but in some cases, you know, the divorce rate is going up, folks. So you have to wonder why people are divorcing so fast and so quick. Why the divorce rate is rampant and it's high. And I feel like in this era, marriage isn't like it used to be back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where, you know, you take those vows for the good and the bad until death do you part. You know, back then, the couples would work things out or just be with that person even through the bad times. All right. However, I feel like marriage has grown and evolved into a relationship where you can explore other options. And, you know, divorces go up for a lot of reasons, but the main reason is cheating. All right. And I feel like it's not the action of you actually cheating on your significant other. It's the fact that you had to go that route to cheat on your significant other instead of being honest with your significant other. Okay? So I feel like polysexual relationships and open marriage relationships, they're one and the same in some levels. I understand the definition is different between both of these types of relationships. But to me, when you're on the outside looking in, that's, you know, that's my interpretation of it. It's just a threesome with strings attached. You're committed to the third party. Okay. Now, I also feel like with Passion Jones and her husband, and this is something me personally, I don't have any information on if this is true or not. So I'm just saying hypothetically, okay, hypothetically, I'm not 100% sure that this is actual fact, but I, you know, been watching Passion Jones for many years. Okay. I haven't been their fan where I watch their content constantly. Okay. But I have watched a lot of their content. Well, a lot of her content. And sometimes he's involved in that content. And from the outside looking in, to me, I feel like, her husband, has some bi tendencies. Okay, that's not only attracted to his wife, but possibly can also be attracted to another male, which make the polysexual concept flourish in their relationship, because she wants to be involved with other men, and he doesn't mind as long as he's involved with other men as well. And also, I feel like with open marriages and polysexual relationships, whoever's the dominant person in the relationship dictate these rules. okay? They're the alpha of their relationship. And I feel like Passion Jones is more of the alpha of their relationship. So if she's introducing something in their relationship or into their business or whatever, it will go without question. Of course, they're going to do it, all right? Now, with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith comes off as a person that's sort of the alpha of their relationship. I don't get that sense from Will Smith. Now, once again, on the outside looking in, I'm not 100% sure what they do, you know, inside their own walls of their own house or in their own bedroom or what things they have said. But I feel like Will Smith is a type of individual that is open, is a deep thinker, and would think about something that his wife is recommending. Even though there have been numerous reports that Will Smith, have slept with other women in Hollywood. Now, you know, once again, I'm on the outside looking in. I really don't know. And I feel like polysexual people who believe in polysexual relationships, they also believe in having threesomes. And there is pros and cons to everything. I guess having two people in your bedroom, the same two people, I guess if you are in a relationship, the risk of sexual transmission, sexual diseases, you don't run that risk if you are involved with two other women or two other men. Now, there was a basketball player, and I don't think it's Lou Williams, but there is a basketball player who's involved with two women. Now, I feel like that's a polysexual relationship. And he's supporting both of these women, and he's in a relationship with both of these women. And to me, when you're talking about open relationships or polysexual relationships, they're more in common with high value couples or very successful couples. This is also, for the record, I feel like a very successful businessman who travels a lot sometimes gets himself involved with other women on his circuit or whatever he's promoting, and he gets into affairs with that woman. And I feel like the woman, his wife at home, who's watching the kids and taking care of herself and taking care of their responsibilities at home, understands that. They have an agreement that's not, binding. They didn't talk about it, but they have an understanding that, you know, as long as you don't bring any diseases into the house or get one of your women, get somebody pregnant, I'm good with it. As long as you take care of me and our kids and the responsibility, I'm good with that. Okay. And in some sense of the letter of the law, that could be considered a polysexual relationship, even though it may be different women, or maybe he's fooling around with the same woman for a long period of time. Even though the wife and the woman that he's sleeping with on the road, you know, they're not in the same room. They do know one another. They just probably don't have any conversations with one another. And it's a mutual understanding. Okay. And on the woman's level, women who are very successful in corporate America, sometimes they sleep around, and the man that's probably at home, you know, taking care of the responsibilities and the kids, or maybe going to a job, whatever the case may be, He understands that. And as long as she doesn't get pregnant by another man, he's good with it. But with men, it's different. Men really don't want to know who's banging you or who you're sleeping with. Okay, they want to sort of be kept in the dark, but they know deep in their mind, they know deep in their thoughts that you're cheating on them. Okay, but they don't view it as cheating. They just view it as, you know, just, you know, sleeping around. Okay, as long as, you know, as long as it's not brought up in embarrassment by him, I mean, to him, he's good with it. He's absolutely fine and good with that. Okay. So, hold on 1 second. Let me drink my tea. So, polysexual relationships, can a traditional marriage or a traditional relationship can have that added into their lifestyle? Like I said, high profile couples, high value couples, high value men, high value women, they can maneuver in those types of water. However, the 9-to-5 Jane and Joe, I don't know. When you're getting down to that point, it's really a breakdown. It really depends on each couple. All right. The man in most cases, the nine to five Joe probably wouldn't have an issue in being involved with having another woman in the bedroom. Okay. And the average Jane who works 9-to-5, in some cases, the man that's married to her probably wouldn't mind having two men in the bedroom. But I feel like with men, it's different than it's different when it's two women pleasing a man in a polysexual relationship versus two men pleasing a woman in a polysexual type of relationship. Okay. So basically, I'm going to tell y'all something that happened at my workplace, and we all found out about it. Basically, this guy that works the night shift had Dungeons and Dragons for the people that work late at night. So when they're done work and they go home and freshen up, if they're still up, or if they, I guess if they're still up in the morning, or they probably do it in the evening, they have these Dungeon and Dragon tournaments, okay? And that's another thing I want to talk about is the type of people that work graveyard are, you know, I don't really consider them normal people, okay? And I'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, so that doesn't have anything to do with this story. So they would have these Dungeon and Dragon tournaments, okay? So he would schedule these things, and there was a girl that was an assistant in the bakery that only worked at night. She started getting involved into these Dungeon and Dragon tournaments, okay? And come to find out that she was involved with the guy who was the leader of these Dungeon and Dragon tournaments. You know, a man and a woman. Co-workers having a relationship outside of the workplace or inside the workplace, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem was she was married. So a lot of people thought that she was cheating cheating on her husband. But come to find out, her husband welcomed it. He had no issues of them going together. All right? And to someone on the outside looking in that's, born and raised in the belief of traditional marriage, traditional relationships, and from that perspective, or, someone would look at that as being weird. But from their perspective, they look at it as that's the norm. And if she had done that, and she had already demonstrated she'd done that with this individual, ain't no telling what she have done in her past, okay? So she would, they would work at night, hang out together, and like they was a couple, and the male was fine with it, okay? Now, I don't think there was a situation where the two men was making love to her in the bedroom. I believe that there were separate bedrooms. But, she's happy and her husband's not upset. He's okay with it. And the guy that she's having an affair with it is okay with it. But they haven't thought about getting a divorce or breaking up or anything like that. It's just a common thing among that type of lifestyle. So, I say all that to say this. I feel like, to me, polysexual activities and lifestyles and, swingers and things like that, there are a lot of traditional, there are a lot of couples and a lot of relationships that started off as having traditional values. Has they evolved or promote themselves into other thoughts and activities. So something like this, like in the 60s and the 70s, I don't think that this would exist. I'm pretty sure there was a small community of people doing it, of doing this, having this type of lifestyle, but it wasn't massive. I feel like nowadays this is the norm. Okay, just like saying that you're gay. I feel like in the 60s and 70s they sort of hid it a little bit because the world was not ready for a man to say that he's openly gay, he's happy gay, or the lesbian community, or the trans community, the bi community. I feel like all those communities were hidden back in the day. Nowadays, they're open, and everyone is standing on their soapbox telling the world who they are and what they are and what they like. It's accepted now. So, polysexual relationships, open marriage relationships, they're the new norm. They're the new norm, and it's not an income thing. It's not a religious thing. It's not, well, young people do that thing. It's none of that. It's the simple fact of, this is the new norm. And I feel like the more and more popularized this become, I feel like it's going to be less and less divorces out there. I feel like if there's couples out there that's exploring this, at first, if you are a normal man and a normal woman, they would... a man wouldn't even ask his wife, do you want to do this? And vice versa. Now this is an open conversation that women are probably interested in. I just feel like it's more common for two women to be involved with a man than it is two men being involved with another woman. Okay, I feel like that, I feel like there are exceptions to the rule. And I feel like, you know, if you look at social media and television, if you look at the movies, if you just look at life in general, they promote the culture of a man being attracted to two women. There have been novels talking about this subject, movies, television shows, podcasts, articles exploring this possibility. And not a lot of light has been shed on the possibility of two men satisfying a woman. So it was a very interesting conversation that they had on their podcast. But I feel, and this is one of many things that will probably open the door, so to say, to relationships out there. This will start and build the conversation in a lot of relationships out there about the possibility of it. I do feel like if in a relationship, if this could somehow be sort of tricky, if it's two people that know each other, I mean, really know each other, all right? And they're involved with the guy. I'm just going to say the guy. Now, like I said, I feel like if women want to do this, they have the power to do this. If a woman wants to keep her husband and wants to be and also wants another man in the relationship, that's fine. Okay. But I'm just talking about from the perspective as a man. I feel like two women are sexually active to a man, I feel like even though there's rules to this and there's levels to this, it's probably going to be more accepted than the other way around. I feel like with this type of talk and this type of conversation, maybe there's a lot of couples out there that have thought about it, but really hasn't fully talked about it among themselves. And I feel like if more and more content is talking about and educating about exploring different things in the bedroom, bringing different things to the bedroom to put more spice into your life, I feel like this could probably work if it's two people that know each other. All right. If it's two people that know each other, I don't know how this works. If the man knows, let's just say the man wants to bring another woman to their bedroom, and it's somebody that they work with, but the woman has no, his wife has no contact with this coworker. I don't think it can work that way. It has to work to where I feel like both of the women would sort of have to somewhat know one another for it to work. And it has to be understood and understand by all three of them. Is this what they want? So, yeah. I thought that was a very interesting topic. I'm starting to get women subscribe to my podcast. So I'm just throwing different perspectives for the women as well as for the men out there. Last week I did Scottie Pippen. That got a lot of listening from you guys. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And I felt like this concept had to be addressed and had to be talked about because you might be in a relationship that sometime that it's dull, okay? And you want to spice it up. Now, I would say with Passion Jones and her husband and let's just call him a boy toy because to me, how they talked about how they met one another, it was really the guy kept hitting her up in her DMs. So basically, she had no personal interaction with this guy. Okay, it's not like she used to work with this guy or this guy knew someone in either one of their families or they've been around. And you know, it started and it originated from social media. And I feel like the husband sacrificed a lot to make this thing work. And I feel like he's getting benefits from this as well. And I told you, and I explained to you guys why I believe that. And like I said, I don't know nothing about them as far as their relationship. I don't know anything about her husband. You know, he sounds like a nice guy, you know, on their YouTube videos, whenever he appears on the YouTube videos. But I feel like to have something like that, someone in the relationship will have to take a step back, will have to sacrifice and swallow their ego and pride and simply accept it. Okay. You have to have those type of situations that are going on. Plus the fact that, it's something that they want. I don't think you can talk to your significant other if they don't want this. I don't care how much talking or how much game you got. If they're not into this, they're not into this. Okay? I don't think that this is for everyone. For everybody. I just don't think it is. But I do feel like couples could talk about it and, you know, and explore the possibilities. Okay. But I feel like it has to be something that they talked about or whatever. Okay. I feel like both sides have to agree in this. I don't, and it's going to take a lot of time for the parties to be involved in this. It's just like, okay, like when you first met your significant other. And I'm talking about it from a male perspective. Guys, you met your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance. Day one, go back in time. Do you remember how it started? It basically started by, You saw them, you like what you see, you got up the gumption and you walked up to your significant other, asked for her phone, her name and her phone number, talked about dating, y'all went on several dates, you know, you went to several events, you may went on a few trips, things of that nature, you went to restaurants, fast food restaurants, as well as the high value restaurants. Okay. A lot of courting had to be involved. A lot of time and a lot of resources and a lot of money, what had to be involved in this situation. And now y'all together or you married her. Okay. But it just didn't happen like that. It took a while, right? I feel like if you're going to introduce a polysexual lifestyle or a threesome or an open marriage, both sides have to explore the possibility and both sides have to be familiar with that if that's what they want. I don't think you can just talk somebody into it, all right? You know, and if you're trying to talk your significant other into it, then you're going to have to redo those same things that you did to get them in the first place when you want to introduce this new person in your relationship. I feel like people use these terms like polysexual relationships, open marriage relationships, when let's just call it for what it is. It's just a threesome with strings attached. It's just cheating with benefits. Okay? Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be with this person for the rest of your life. All right? You don't mind, every once in a while, y'all get a little freaky in the bedroom and things of that nature, but that's as far as it goes. Okay? And like I said, this is me on the outside looking in. I don't think a polysexual couple or lifestyle or relationship can last long than being married to somebody. But yeah, that's all I got for this. For my Spotify fans, the people who listen to me on Spotify, I have a little trivia question at the end of this thing. You tell me what you think. For my Anchor, listeners, you know, you can always, record a comment for me to listen to. I won't re-record your conversation into the public airwaves. Okay. People that listen to me on Google, just hit me up on my social media applications. You tell me what you think. And for my people, for the people that listen to me on, iTunes podcast, guys, just hit me up there. Just leave a comment down below and rate the podcast while you're doing it. If you want to interact with me that way, or just hit me up on my social media. This is a very good conversation that I had. I hope you guys like it. And if you guys want me to do more of this, I can do more of this. Okay. But like I said, a lot of people are going to be offended about what I said. A lot of people are going to try to educate me on what I said. A lot of you people are going to promote this and say this is the best thing since sliced bread or the worst thing or whatever. Just comment and just tell me what you think about this episode. And if you want me to do more of these, I will do more of these. Okay. But on WordPress, I got a lot of people subscribing. I really do appreciate that. I'm going to do more with WordPress to get more listeners involved. And I got a lot of people that's listening to me on Spotify and the iTunes Podcast Center. I really do like to say thank you for my day one supporters, because without you, there would be no me. Okay, because a lot of you guys tolerated and put up with all the stuff I have been saying. I have done over 100 episodes, went through the name changes and all that jazz. I wanted to say thank you. It really means a lot to me. The people that just so happened to pick up my podcast on episode 20 or 50 or whatever the case may be, I appreciate you guys. The new people who are listening to this podcast, I like to give you guys a shout out. I really do appreciate you guys giving me a chance and opportunity. And I don't know how you got here, but it really doesn't matter how you got here or how long you got here. Could you guys please do me a favor? Share this content with your friends, family, and followers. Recommend this podcast to whatever service you're listening to this podcast on. Give it a comment, give it a rating, so we can get this podcast going. And just when I'm getting ready to wrap this thing puppy up, somebody's car is playing, their car alarm is playing in the background. Just when I'm getting ready to wrap this thing up, and you know, and you guys know, I do my podcast at home, but sometimes I leave the patio door open, you know, just to check out nature and, you know, things of that nature, because you guys know I'm crazy about fall. I'm a fanatic of fall. But yeah, that's all I got for today's podcast. I hope you guys love this podcast. I will see you guys next week, or I might see you guys earlier than next Saturday. We'll see. All right. But it's your boy, the host with the most. I'm up out of here. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you live from coast to coast. It's your boy. Outro.